Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I have misspoken multiple times with things. I will call my kids the wrong names. I will wish people the wrong holiday. And I correct myself. It happens. Many of you have mistaken Labor Day and Memorial Day, which you shouldn't. They are two completely different holidays, but three-day weekend around the summer, these things happen. And usually the public is very forgiving. Well, they're not very forgiving when it comes to Biden. And Biden had given reporters and I think fundraisers, donors, so at two different events and two different scenarios, Biden had reassured everybody that Putin, Russian President Vladimir Putin, was losing the war in Iraq. Now, that caused some of us in the media to go, are we at war with Iraq? Is Russia fighting Iraq? So, you know, we're Googling. There's a war going on. What is the Pentagon of Joint Chiefs of Staff telling Biden that we as the public don't know? What's going on? Well, everybody's chalking it up to he gaffed again, where he said the wrong country. And some of you have reached out asking me, when do they call it? When do they say he cannot serve? And here's the thing. Okay, there could be something going on in Iraq. Maybe Putin, it's all been about Ukraine. Maybe there's no cameras because there's this secret war going on in Iraq. Because honestly, Biden brought it up twice. We're being told he brought it up twice. On Tuesday night, he referred to the onslaught of Iraq, and maybe Putin is there, and all the cameras, or maybe all the media is wrong, and they're in Ukraine, but the signs are incorrect, and they actually took, you know, how many thousands of miles a wrong turn. So I'd like to give the president the benefit of the doubt, but it's getting very, very hard. And so when he spoke about the onslaught of Iraq at a fundraiser in Maryland, and then when he spoke to a group of reporters as he was departing for Chicago about Iraq, it starts to make people wonder, I don't know if it starts, I think it reinforces people's concern. So, yeah, I've been watching him now for many years as he has been in the public eye for a while, and it's not something to make fun of. It's sad. It's sad. He is struggling. And his people, and I think even though he has cheat sheets and all that, I think his crew and his PR people and his speech writers, they can't compensate for this. And I blame them. I have blamed them multiple times. Why are they giving him certain words to say that he knows that he can't say? Where's the font? But you can only do so much. And I get that the Democrats could be in a very, very tough spot, just like Republicans could be, with the issues on the GOP side. But the Democrats could be in a very, very tough spot saying, look, he can't run again. It's not working. We're losing faith. But many people feel, no, he's doing exactly what we need him to. See, many people might not want a president who thinks on their own and who many people want somebody, and I don't want to call him a puppet. I think he's been in politics much longer than that and deserves more respect than that. But maybe, like Bidenomics. I think he said the White House came up with that. He didn't. I mean, if this is his plan, if this is his economy, it should be coming from him. What do you want to do? And sadly, he has multiple times said, they don't want me to answer questions. Who's they? All right? We are voting in another election soon. And who is they that we're voting for? I'd like to know. And so the issue is we have a gentleman that needs medical care. He needs an MRI of the brain, and he needs cognitive tests. People have been asking that since day one. Senators, congresspeople, I'm not sure if the physician has done it, if he's been asked not to. I don't want to call it malpractice, but if there is somebody that is having aphasia, saying the wrong thing, not able to get the right word out, that could be a sign of dementia. And as we see what's going on with Bruce Willis, sadly, somebody not being able to get the words out and say what needs to be said is a form of aphasia. There's Wernicke's, Broca's, different types. But maybe he doesn't. Maybe, literally, there's been something going on in Iraq that, yeah. I know Biden said, long live the queen. As a physician, we are very, very reluctant to, you know, accuse somebody of being completely out of it. God save the queen, long live the queen. It's something people commonly say. Merry Christmas, God bless, happy birthday to you. Now, even if it's not their birthday, these are phrases. And sometimes as you age and you start to lose some cognitive function, you will go to phrases that are very commonly in your memory. And long live the queen and God save the queen has been something we've been saying for 70 years because she's been queen for 70 years. So no surprise that would be very liberally said. But this just keeps happening. And again, what I don't want is they not getting in medical care. As a doctor, I don't care if you're president. I don't care if you are an assistant to the assistant to the assistant to the assistant of the president. You all deserve medical care. You all deserve a proper medical workup. And it is concerning. And I know in the news it's all over and everybody's making jokes and they're like, you know, okay, you know, Mark safe from the war in Iraq and all that. But it's frightening. And we're going into another election and Biden said he's running again. If we don't even think about the country, just for the man's health, I don't think he should run again. I think he needs to rest, and I think he needs to, you know, enjoy life while he's still here. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many Americans are still breathing horrible air, and the air quality is poor, as they are battling not only heat, but also Canada's wildfire season. Apparently, this is one of the most destructive ones on record. Hundreds of blazes are still burning, and plumes of smoke are still going into the atmosphere. CBS News is saying thick bands of soot and smoke particles captured over last month by satellite images show the extent of air pollution traveling south over the Canadian border into the U.S., producing hazy skies, triggering air quality alerts, and they're actually picking up some of it now in Europe. So wildfire season typically happens around this time in Canada. They have about 9% of the world's forests. Now, I am a big fan of trees and what they do to our environment and what they do to air, and I hate seeing trees burnt. I get we need trees for our buildings, we need trees for, we use the wood, I just, if we could stop the fires, we could really protect our trees and protect our forests. But unfortunately, we can't. Wildfire season happens year after year. Season occurs annually from May until October. And so when it's dry, when it's hot, when there's thunderstorms and lightning, unfortunately, these things ignite. And these out-of-control blazes have now cropped up in nearly every corner of Canada, we're being told. People have had to evacuate. And an updated map shows how widespread these fires have become. Eastern provinces like Quebec, Ontario, Nova Scotia hit the hardest. Now, officials today reported the highest number of current active fires in Quebec with 113. Now, that is down from 117, but 113 separate fires. British Columbia, which is Canada's west coast, has the second highest number of blazes, 94, which was down from 99 the previous day, followed by Alberta and Ontario. So they say the broad extent of the fires, though, is unusual. You know, this, and so, you know, with us, we get fires, and sadly, we get them in some pretty predictable places. But for Canada, this is striking, you know, a good part of the country. As of right now, there are 483 fires burning right now in Canada. That's a lot. That is, yeah. So, how is the air? Well, we're seeing pictures of the U.S. Capitol, Detroit, Chicago, Pittsburgh, and apparently multiple cities are under an unhealthy air warning. 80 million people from the Midwest to the East Coast are now under air quality alerts. Alerts have been issued for Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Delaware, and Maryland. The smoke has crossed in the U.S., continues to, and it's very hazy. Parts of Kansas, Missouri, Minnesota, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, and Virginia are also under warnings. Residents are being advised to stay indoors when possible. The Pittsburgh skyline, I'm looking at a picture now, can't see it. And I get you, I get it. Sometimes, depending on the lighting, depending on the time of day, depending, I get that sometimes it could look a little bit more smoky than other times. But the truth of the matter is if you're there 24/7, you're breathing that air. I don't care what time of day it is and what the picture makes it look like. So, and keep in mind, these aren't cities where they have 100% awesome air quality. These are high metropolitan areas. So this is on top of that. Yesterday, New York Governor Kathy Hochul and New York City Mayor Eric Adams both issued warnings that the smoke that covered the city earlier this month is coming back. Chicago has also recorded the worst air quality in the world yesterday. And then a reading recorded on Tuesday by the World Air Quality Index ranked Chicago as having the worst quality of air on the globe that day. Their reading was up at 175 AQI. And the index is a measure of five common pollutants, runs a scale from 0 to 500. Anything over 150 is considered unhealthy. So Dubai, I think, has taken the top spot now. And I think now it ranks behind Detroit. Either way, we're having people struggle with the air. We're also having people struggle with the heat. And this heat wave that is going to blanket much of the Southwest that is currently doing that is frightening. I think on Sunday, Phoenix is going to be at about 114 degrees. Texas, they say parts of Texas is going to be hotter than 99% of the world on Wednesday. This dangerous heat wave is going to be putting a lot of pressure on the grid. I'm very nervous for the hospitals and for many of the individuals who are sadly going to be affected by lack of air conditioning, heat illness. If you could get out, I'd get out. But temperatures may surpass 107 degrees Fahrenheit, and mind you, with humidity. I mean, you know, Phoenix, a little drier. Las Vegas, a little drier. Houston, with that humidity, it's going to be, I think it's hard to breathe when it's super hot and humid. So residents in cities such as Houston are expecting temperatures to climb to 107. The North Texas locale, as well as others like Fort Worth, Dallas, San Antonio, are all under an excessive heat advisory and are all at risk of blackouts. And the concerns of power loss we see time and time again. Hundreds of thousands of people already lost power last week to the increased demand. There's been a lot of power outages as more people are relying on electricity. We've been moving cars to electricity. We've been asking people to move their appliances to electricity. And we keep having this conversation time and time again, despite grids being overwhelmed. Meteorologists, according to Daily Mail, are now warning that the worst is yet to come. Wednesday is set to be the hottest day yet, and is now expected to expand to other parts of the U.S. during the coming week. So the National Weather Service is warning people to drink plenty of water, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, check up on relatives and neighbors. Now, I mean, people in Texas, they're tough. They've been used to flooding and hurricanes and weather storms and bad snows, bad freezes. They're pretty tough. But some new people who have escaped some of the more expensive places on the coast to come to the Midwest or to come to the South, they may not, you know, have the backups. So, for example, you know, make sure you have battery-powered fans. Make sure you have the ability to access water. I would start boning up on your water, getting extra water and making sure you have that. Make sure you have a good-sized freezer that can hold everything from your refrigerator in case a power outage does happen. Make sure you have non-perishable items to eat. And hopefully you have a gas grill or gas stove you could cook on. As I know, you know, the country wants everybody to go electric. You could also make your own swamp cooler by putting a wet towel over a fan. That might help cool things off. You might need to use water to cool yourself down. Keep in mind, if the electric grid is down, you might not be able to drive. And so you might want to power up your cars. Have a possible fuel car ready to go in case you need to get out of Dodge. Mind you, I get it. Sometimes with power outages, the gas stations might not be able to pump. But I just don't know how much you could trust the electric charge. Remember, in heat, the battery could be different. Everyone also is kind of warning each other about car fires and the excessive heat. Hopefully, the average electric car can withstand high heat, and we don't have any issues with the battery, but that is something to think about. But just, you know, imagine 4th of July weekend without air conditioning. What's your plan? And if you're like, I would not be able to live without air conditioning, I would not be able to live without power. You know, if everyone's anticipating that there's a heat wave coming and there's a lot of pressure on the grid, and you don't think the grid got fixed from last year or the year before when they had issues, you might want to consider having a place to go that's a little cooler and up north. Maybe less populated where there will be power. Also, know where to go. A lot of us, like in Phoenix, would hit the malls for air conditioning. We're starting to not have a lot of indoor malls. Do you notice that? I live in Vegas, and we have a very beautiful outdoor mall. And I'm kind of confused as to why. Because it gets hot. So no one's going to really want to walk around out in the heat. And yeah, there's shaded areas, but, you know, everybody's going to have to kind of go into the individual stores. Well, now, churches, libraries, your city should have a plan on where people could go for air conditioning. If they don't, ask them to please let people know so that you have a place to go. 1-877-DOT-SALLY, don't go away.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update.
Bidenomics is about building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down.
President Biden in Chicago reviewing his economic accomplishments, including big spending on infrastructure and the lowest unemployment rate in decade. He also blasted the bedrock Republican philosophy since Ronald Reagan, trickle-down economics. Big-time heat's happening around the country, and everybody's trying to cope.
Trying to stay hydrated and stay in the shade as much as possible.
The reason? A persistent heat dome that sent temperatures soaring into the triple digits, breaking records and creating life-threatening conditions for those working outside. They're giving away masks in New York City to help people cope with another round of thick smoke coming from Canadian wildfires. The former Marine accused of choking a man to death on a New York City subway has pleaded not guilty. Daniel Penny was arraigned today in Manhattan. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Years ago, we spoke about foods that should be refrigerated and not. And I told you that even though there's a lot of things that are sold on the shelf that are not refrigerated, like ketchup, you should refrigerate them once you open them. And apparently, the debate is still going on. People are still wondering if when you open up ketchup, should it still be on the table at restaurants? And Heinz said no, it goes in the fridge. Now, mind you, there is preservatives and the acidity. I think a few years ago said because of its natural acidity, Heinz ketchup is shelf stable. However, the stability after opening could be affected by storage conditions, so they recommend that the product, like any processed food, be refrigerated after opening. So I've worked in restaurants. The ketchup used to, in the 90s, be just sitting outside the whole time, open and all that. The ingredients are spirit, vinegar, lemon juice, potassium chloride, I think malic acid, sugar. But my only concern is when you open things up, there's bacteria that could grow in there. And so I don't particularly want that brewing at room temperature. So the food giant, again, reinforce, FYI, ketchup goes in the fridge. So many people say, oh my gosh, I've kept it in the cupboard. What do I do? What? Yeah, yeah. But, you know, Olivia Lennon at Heinz Tomato Ketchup told, this has been reported by MSM and Daily Mail, that there was only ever one correct answer, and we're happy to share with Heinz Tomato Ketchup lovers across the UK that our ketchup has to be in the fridge. Although we're aware that many Heinz Tomato Ketchup fans have been storing their ketchup in the cupboard, we do recommend refrigeration after opening. They say it's the best way to maintain the delicious tangy taste of our Heinz Tomato Ketchup that you know and love. Don't they, see, I've liked ketchup, but when, you know, marketing people know how to describe it, the thick, what commercial was that? I think it was Heinz. There was that commercial where I think they used something that looked like Hunt's. This was in the 80s, and they showed the bottles upside down and how Hunt's was dripping water or a brand similar to that. Yet Heinz was so thick when it came out, and that was an amazing visual. See, you know, these types of marketing, I think there's a lot of good marketing that could be done where you don't have to get controversial or political and insult people and not insult people or not include people or people. Just honestly, you know, maybe we need to go back to old school. So just as far as I'm concerned, you know, for many of us that have, when you open it, play it safe, put it in the fridge. And I get there's some fruits that may, you know, not do that well in the fridge. I don't think, you know, bananas, you know, in the fridge still do as well. I think they darken even faster. But it's just one of those things where you just don't know. And when in doubt, try to keep temperatures where fewer bacteria could grow. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have you guys seen the pictures of this Delta Boeing 717 make an emergency landing? I think this happened today. Delta Flight 1092, a Boeing 717, had taken off from Atlanta at 7:25 a.m., was supposed to land at Charlotte Douglas International Airport, but its landing gear malfunctioned as it prepared to touch down. So you see the plane leaning forward onto its nose, and it landed on its nose. I mean, not on its nose, it landed still, but the front landing gear didn't work. And so, thank God, none of the 96 passengers or 5 Delta employees were injured. The plane managed to land with the nose gear in the up position, came to a safe stop on the runway. An investigation now is looking at why the malfunction happened. They said that the staff were aware that the malfunction as they prepared for landing, so they started to climb again. Way to go, pilots, for managing this. Fantastic job. And so we're going to get a little bit more information. The pilot told the tower at Charlotte Douglas that 104 people were on the plane. The flight circled a few times before managing to land. Passengers were asked to get into the brace position. Staff reiterated safety information, but told WSOC-TV they had a smooth landing. One said the crew told us there was an issue with the landing gear and instructed us to go over safety information. We came in low once, then climbed again. The second time had us braced, but the landing was smooth. No jarring or even loud noises. Wow, because you would think it might have scraped. So my guess is it landed, they put the brakes, and then at the end, they just guided. I've taken some flying lessons. My husband's more of a pilot, obviously, than I am. He's really flown. I couldn't have done that. There's no way. But very, very impressive. Runway had been closed. As of 10:15 a.m., just Charlotte Douglas alone, there were 72 delays and 21 cancellations. Keep in mind with FlightAware, there's been a lot of issues with or not with FlightAware, but FlightAware has reported we've had thousands of delays and cancellations due to weather. We're hearing weather, staffing issues. People are, I don't want to use the term stranded, but they're stuck in cities. We have, as of delays into and out of the U.S., 3,332, 1,500 cancellations. Yesterday, I watched the number go up late afternoon, 7,795 delays, 2,800 cancellations. A lot of this chaos started earlier. Monday, there were 8,800 delays, 2,900 cancellations. Sunday, there was 9,900. And mind you, that was the weekend before 4th of July weekend. So as I said before, pack your patience. If you are about to go on a flight, keep in mind that there might be delays. Excuse me, you might not get to your destination. You might want to have a plan. Might want to get a rental car. Let's say you have a stopover. Stopover is maybe about an hour away from where you need to go. And you think you could maybe drive the distance if you have to. That might, you know, maybe have a backup plan. Always have your medications with you. If you could pack a carry-on, maybe do that. There's been people that have been having trouble finding their luggage with delays and cancellations, and I'm not sure why we have the luggage issue, but our Department of Transportation has definitely been struggling with all the train derailments and bridge collapses and plane issues, and an airline worker was sucked into a engine, which I believe is the second time that happened in the last 12 months, is one I think also occurred in December. I'm sure Pete Buttigieg is on it, but just in case the Department of Transportation is struggling, in case the FAA is understaffed. And mind you, the thing with holiday weekends, which nobody realizes, is people call out. Now, I have a lot of pilot friends. Those planning to work are working. They've already had it planned ahead. You know, I mean, I'm going to be working from a medicine standpoint. On holidays, I'm always ready to go because I know it's going to be busy. I know there's going to be a lot of people not available. But on holiday weekends and the heat and all that, there could be, you know, and it's frustrating because, you know, these flight attendants, God bless them, those that show up to work, you know, they know there's going to be crabby people. They know there's going to be people that are grumpy, that are hot, that are tired, that are thirsty. And, you know, some of them might say, you know what? I'd rather take my PTO. Be prepared. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So whenever there's heat, whenever there's moisture, whenever there's an insect that just wants to thrive, especially those that carry malaria, it's no surprise that we're going to see malaria cases. And we have had malaria cases confirmed in Florida and Texas over the last couple months. In fact, four cases were confirmed in Florida, one reported in Texas. All patients are doing okay. We are being told by Fox News that there's no evidence to suggest that the cases in the two states within the past 2 months are related. So these would be, you really don't necessarily give malaria to each other in terms of people. So then these would have been... Five separate cases. The Florida Department of Health has issued a statewide mosquito-borne illness advisory following the cases along the Gulf Coast of South Tampa. Surveillance for additional cases are ongoing, according to the CDC. The agency said locally acquired mosquito-borne malaria has not occurred in the U.S. since 2003. That's when 8 cases of locally acquired Plasmodium vivax malaria were identified in Palm Beach County, Florida. They said it's noted that despite recently confirmed cases, the risk of locally acquired malaria does remain extremely low. So the Anopheles mosquito, especially the female, the females are usually the ones that bite, can transmit malaria. It's caused by a parasite. Now, the U.S. does have these Anopheles, if I'm pronouncing it right, mosquitoes. But malaria can also be transmitted from mother to fetus. Blood transfusion, organ transplantation, unsafe needle sharing practices. So you can't necessarily kiss somebody and give it to them. I know with Zika, we found it was sexually transmitted. But with malaria, you usually get it from a bite from a mosquito. And then also, as I said, mom can transfer to baby, to fetus, etc. So the malaria is caused by any of the 5 species, Plasmodium falciparum, Plasmodium vivax, Plasmodium malariae, Plasmodium ovale, and then Plasmodium nolesi. Approximately 2,000 cases of malaria are diagnosed in the country each year. Now, the majority of cases in the U.S. are from those of us who are traveling outside the U.S., where malaria transmission occurs, like sub-Saharan Africa, South Asia. Around 300 people experience severe disease of these 2,000 cases. 5 to 10 people with malaria died each year before the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, U.S. local mosquito-borne spread has resulted in more than 150 locally acquired cases and more than 60 limited outbreaks in the past 50 years. So we have a small fraction of the cases. Globally, more than 240 million cases of malaria occur each year, 95% in Africa. So most important cases of malaria in the U.S. are diagnosed during the summer and early fall, where mosquitoes are the most active. The risk for malaria will be higher where local climate conditions allow the Anopheles mosquito to survive during most of the entire year. Now, remember, Zika was in the 80s Egyptian mosquito, so a little different. So what are the symptoms of malaria? Fever, chills, headache, myalgias, fatigue. You could also get nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. And you can also get cyclical fevers where they go away and come back, go away and come back. And interestingly, I diagnosed somebody. I didn't want to say they had malaria, but I recommended they get seen. They were mad. They wanted to just be treated over the phone with an antibiotic. They go, well, my fever goes away, then it comes back. Then it goes away, then it comes back. And I'm like, you need to get also, you know, not only checked for COVID and any sort of bacteria thing you think you have, but also malaria. So for people, symptoms usually start 10 days to 4 weeks after infection. Now, you could feel sick that week, and you could also feel sick up to a year past. But usually the incubation period, anywhere from 10 days to 4 weeks. Now, malaria could be serious. Cause seizures, renal failure, change in mental status, acute respiratory distress syndrome, put you into a coma, you could die. And malaria in pregnant people, not good. So we treat you right away. There is medication that we could use. I believe they do have a vaccine that's not widespread used. I think it's still being studied. I know they've been talking about having a vaccine for malaria for a while, and I thought they made some great progress on it. I thought we even had an approval. Let me see. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry if I don't have here. 2021, the World Health Organization recommended the one and only malaria vaccine in sub-Saharan Africa. It's known as RTS-S/AS01 or Mosquirix. It was found to reduce severe and deadly malaria by 30%. So we have something, just not necessarily easily available and 100%, but many vaccines aren't 100%, as you know. So you got to avoid mosquitoes. So use insect repellent containing DEET, wear long sleeves and pants, using mosquito netting and other steps. The CDC has also advice where you have to avoid standing water. So after any rain or puddles that might happen with some of the summer storms or tropical storms or hurricanes, you got to figure out how to get rid of that, because those mosquitoes will coalesce. They like to be around water. They like the humidity. That's where they get a little randy and have sex and do all sorts of stuff. Early morning, late sunrise, sunset, those times are where they really like to be active. And they get hungry and they feed. And you don't necessarily know a mosquito is on you because they inject a little anesthetic. They have the suck-blow mechanism where they blow a little anesthetic into you. You don't realize they're on you. They suck what they need to. Then they jump to somebody else and can then infect another person with your blood by when they blow in the anesthetic, some of your blood sediment could get to somebody else. Now, I don't think we've had cases of syphilis or HIV. I don't believe mosquito transmitted. But with Zika, there was concern that Zika was being spread among others as a result. So, it's one of those things where we got to get away from, you know, mosquitoes and standing water, those little kiddie pools, doggy pools, those things. When you're done with them, dump them out, dry them off. There should be no reason to leave the water. It gets old, it gets dirty. And you see dead mosquitoes sometimes floating around. I mean, you know the mosquitoes go to the water. Speaking of water, we're starting to see some pictures of the debris from the doomed Titan sub that killed 5 people when it imploded as it descended. And we're starting to see huge chunks of metal, including the nose with the porthole that the 5 men would have used to see the Titanic, that were being unloaded from the Horizon Arctic ship at the Canadian Coast Guard Pier at St. John's, Newfoundland, Canada this morning. They were quickly covered with tarps so people couldn't see. The pieces looked large. There was one large white section of curved metal. Another object was full of cables and other mechanical parts. Interesting that there was one piece of the wall, because usually an implosion would crush it like a can. And so one piece does seem to be, it's about the size of a, maybe it's about 7-8 feet long. One of the panels, the larger pieces, appears to be intact. But again, how, when something implodes, it could be one side, maybe if one side was weaker, that side might have imploded, water got in. I'm expecting that it to have been a very fast, rapid, sad way to go. But it is interesting to see these pieces come out. Some of them in full. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.